Got to pick a pocket or two.
Oh, yeah.
Got to pick a pocket or two, boys.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Hey there, it's Gary and Chelsea, and here we are again, episode 22. Thanks for taking the time to download or stream or whatever you're doing with us. I feel like, even though it was a four-day week, we've crammed a lot of stuff in.
We've got
a lot of topical stuff this time as the nation heralds a new dawn, a new era.
A new era.
Very much involved in. Happy to be so with our bunting around us even as we speak. What's in this exciting episode?
There's castles and mullets.
Oh, castles, yes, regarding topical, but also regarding one of our favourite stars, mullet. That was confusing. You were confused by mullets.
I'm always confused.
Yeah, but particularly about what I thought we were talking about, our haircut. It turned out we weren't. Well, listen and you'll find out.
We did bond over a mutual outrage over Jaffa cakes, though. I'm still not over it.
It made me make all those noises. Enjoy those.
A royal is hiding sausages.
Oh, yes! Royal hide the sausage. An exciting new game for all the family to play.
And the people of Kent shared their boring bank holiday highlights.
Yes, these really were boring. I think you'll love them, everyone. That much, much more featuring in this episode. Think you're going to love it. Thanks for taking time to get your ears round it. This episode is episode 22, and it's entitled...
Jaffa Cake Outrage, Mullets, and Harry Potter and the Half-Wit Princess.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Sometimes you just got to face facts. Here's 9 words that are tipping me over the edge already this morning.
Okay, go for it. Breathe, you've got this.
I've got to. Jaffa cakes have been voted the most dunkable biscuit.
It's not even a biscuit.
Exactly.
It's a cake.
It's in the name. You're right. Absolutely.
What has the world come to?
And this is what I'm saying.
Also, what kind of animal is dunking a Jaffa cake?
I don't know.
Full moon, half moon, total eclipse. Nothing less.
No, next one. Finish packet.
Fabulous.
Second packet. That's the way it goes with Jaffa cakes. The reason they've lasted longer in a test of dunking ability than all the other biscuits is because they're not a biscuit. That's why. It's like you might have dunked a side plate into a cup of tea. I've got to actually, side plates, they last a lot longer. They're the longest lasting because it's not a biscuit either.
Because it's not a biscuit.
I dunked my Frisbee into my tea. Cool, it really outlasted a custard cream. Yeah, it did because it's a Frisbee. It's not a biscuit. Anyway, sorry, everyone. Just a little bit of therapy here this morning. But if you're even thinking about dunking a Jaffa cake into a cup of tea this morning, we're going to send people after you.
We're coming for you. You can't be friends with us.
No.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Freya Riding's Castles. I don't know how she says it, but it sounds so great. That's how she says it. She says castles.
Castles.
Rather than castles.
Yeah, but you're from up north. You say castle.
I say castle.
And Bath.
Bath.
What's wrong with you?
She's like castles.
It was because she's from down south.
She says things proper.
Castles. How else would you... Anyway.
But in her singing voice, it sounded quite funny. I liked it. It's KMFM Breakfast with Gary and Chelsea. Hiya. Castles.
Well, here's the thing that a lot of people pronounce wrong, actually. It's a hairdo a lot of people pronounce wrong. And it annoys me because they call it a mullet. And it's mullet. Obviously. Mullet.
Mullet. The hammer with the spiky things.
Hammer with the spiky things?
Yeah, you know, in the people's tenderized steak. Oh. That's a mullet as well, isn't it?
It's a mallet.
Oh.
I was going to tell you about a bloke who's written a book about mullet haircuts. I can't even be bothered now. What's even the point in talking to her?
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
And I think I'm one of these women, but I found out yesterday that women, on average, buy over 200 candles.
In what? In a lifetime or weekly? I mean, what's the time span on that?
In a year.
In a year?
In a year.
No, that's one every other day. No. What are you doing? Why do you need all these candles? My wife does love a candle.
I was going to say, I bet your wife loves a candle, doesn't
she? They do. I don't know why, though. They're just a pointless thing flittering over there, making smoky marks on the wall. I don't care. I've got a theory.
It's the rule of three. You ready?
The rule of three.
These are the three reasons you buy a candle.
Okay.
One, to de-stress from the stress of boys. Two,
to get rid of the smell
of boys. And three, because you're like, I don't need boys. Rule of three.
Okay,
Stress of boys, smell of boys, I don't need boys.
No, that's great. Well, you keep telling yourself that. You keep buying those candles, babe.
I got a lovely vanilla one the other day.
Yeah, I bet you did.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
I'm just wondering if this relates to other families. I hope have this as well. That makes our family even weirder. We're just unusual ways they wind each other up.
I love this already.
Well, we all wind each other up, I'm going to be honest with you. But so, right, one of my daughters loves the French fancy cakes. They're a real favourite. They're a real treat. We get them in occasionally. They're her treat.
Yeah.
The yellow ones are her favourites. Yellow ones are everyone's favourites.
Yeah, so they're
not,
the best in the pack.
Let's not muck around. You got the yellow, you got the pink, you got the chocolatey. Now, her favourites are the yellow. But what? One of the other family members, and I don't know who it is, I'm saying right here, wasn't me, ate the yellow ones out of the box.
All of them?
All the yellow ones. There's just pink and brown is left.
And that's passive aggressive.
But not only did they take them, they've left the box arranged as it was with the yellow space, like the spaces where the yellows were. They haven't even pushed down one end or anything. The yellows are clearly missing. They were there, there, and there, and now they're gone.
That is a power move.
Isn't that? So that's just what a wind up. It's other people winding each other up in families in a similar style. That's what I want to know.
To be fair, me and my dad get quite a lot of enjoyment out of eating the crusts of the bread.
The crusts?
They're my mum's favourite.
Oh, that's so mean. No one likes the favourite. No one likes the crust in our family.
She loves them because they make the best toast because it peels really well. Oh, my goodness. And so when a fresh loaf of bread is there, me and my dad are like sniffer dogs. We can like sense that it's been opened and we like scutter. And we even take all the bread out and get the one at the bottom. So when she gets to the end of the loaf.
No. Thinking my time has finally come for my favourite slice of toast of the week. And you've had it.
We've already had it. You snooze, you lose.
Okay.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
And Sam Smith is set to postpone a second date of their Gloria tour. A lot of them, including Sam, come down with a virus.
Oh, no.
So wishing them all well and back to full strength soon. Thing is, with a virus, you know, if you're going to wear anything, rubber and plastic clothing is very handy, very easy, wipe downable. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can spray that with some antiseptic quite easy.
It's very, very practical. Oh, is that the noise?
Yeah.
That was great. What's that? AMS? What's the thing?
ASMR.
Yeah, that's what that was. Okay. Rubber being wiped down. It was as good as I thought it was.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
And if you've taken a selfie recently, this information might make you feel a bit better.
Mm.
Apparently, we don't take them because we're vain.
Oh, okay.
We capture selfies to understand the deeper meaning of our experience.
Is that right?
According to Buffins.
Yeah. Well, why do you take like 23 of them until you get one that's just right and doesn't show your chins?
It captures the deeper meaning of our experience.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's why you take them, but then the question is, why do you post them? I post mine to make my ex regret his life. Putting it out there.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Anne Marie, and apparently her new record will be with us very soon. It's only her third album. I'm surprised
That's
by that.
Mad.
She's done a lot of collab stuff, though. There's a track on there called I'd Do Anything. And people are saying, hang on, she was in Oliver, the musical, when she was a kid. Is this a reworking of I'd Do Anything from Oliver in a new, modern Anne-Marie Stiley?
My little musical theatre kid. I love stagey musicals and things.
Was Food, Glorious Food, was that Oliver?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to hear that redone.
We've got to pick a pocket or two.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to pick a pocket or two, boys.
I love it. I'd love to play Fagin.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet. with Gary and Chelsea.
People winter their telly. People who watch crime dramas, especially... I'm not huge on crime dramas, I've got to be honest with you. But people who love them...
Yeah.
...and watch a lot of them reckon that they could actually go out and commit a crime. They reckon 1 in 8 people that watch it reckon that actually they've learned so much they could easily go out.
I love that it's commit, not solve.
No, but some of them think they can solve as well, but it's just that particular figure that think they could commit a crime as well. They've seen everything you need to know. I've seen sci-fi. I like sci-fi.
Yeah.
I couldn't fly a spaceship.
Do you think you could alien?
I don't know what that means. What kind of things what do you watch?
I watch a lot of rom-coms, but I'm still single.
Just proves that, doesn't it?
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
We want to know your boring bank holiday highlight.
Right.
I think bank holidays get too much sparkle. We want to know the simple things as well.
not on my ass, they don't.
I'm going to set the bar high.
Okay, I guarantee whatever you say is a boring highlight, I will beat it. I guarantee. In fact, I don't think anyone can beat what I've got as a boring highlight.
But really? Okay, you're that confident.
You try. Cause
all right, battle
you
on.
You try, embarrass yourself. Go on.
Right, okay. My boring highlight was I cleaned out my washing machine. And you know that little flap in the, like, centre bit? It was collecting colour catches. I removed 4 colour catches from there.
Well, that is quite good.
It's good, right?
Yeah, I like the fact that there's 4. Okay, if you've got a high number in your boring highlight, if you did something like multiple times,
yeah,
then that's quite good. But I still actually think I win. I was doing woodworm treatment. There we are.
What does that even entail?
It means you paint special stuff on wood and it stops woodworm.
A woodworm's just little worms that live in wood.
You've got it. Wow, you're a naturalist.
I just wanted to create clarity for everyone. Everyone's thinking it.
I think everyone knows what woodworms are. I'll be honest with you. But we've spelt it out now.
Now everyone knows.
There's no grey area.
Now look, between colour catches in the flaps of washing machines and woodworms in your doors, do you think you can beat us and be more boring with your boring bank holiday highlights? We want to know. Paula in Paddock Wood had to move not one, but 2 half full ton bags of sand from the front garden to the back garden.
Wow.
Can I add she didn't have a wheelbarrow? She would like to put that out there.
How'd she do it?
I don't know.
Fucking spade?
A lot of dragging, maybe.
A lot of dragging.
Mel rearranged her Tupperware drawer in the kitchen.
Oh, tell you what though, Tupperware drawer, that's a horrific area.
It's awful. Horrific. It's just a no-go zone, isn't it?
Oh, terrible.
Mine will fall out on me.
Yeah.
Louise went to her usual gym class and only 3 people turned up.
Oh.
We had a text from Robin, the dodecahedron bus driver.
One. Thank you.
Saying my boring day involved ironing my work trousers.
Well, that's boring.
And some of my parents' clothes.
Oh.
And then I cleaned my dad's decking.
I'm not having that. That's cleaning decking. That is one of those videos I like to watch, the videos of people cleaning decking. No, we're not having that. Sorry, that is not boring.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
International Harry Potter Day!
Yay!
Now, so excited for
I
this.
I love it so
I
much.
I know you both are massive Potterheads,
that's
I believe,
right.
Is the phrase. You've both been to Harry Potter World.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I expect you to be good at this. So it's time for our Harry Potter quiz.
Oh, no.
Okay, buzz in when you know the answer.
Okay.
The first one to get enough points that I decide is enough will win. And you just got to shout out your name to buzz in, okay? So, Chelsea,
okay.
Just try your buzzer.
Chelsea!
Lucy, could you try yours?
Lucy!
Okay, it's very good. Good buzzers.
Oh,
okay.
Gosh. I'm nervous.
Let's play buzz in if you know the answer.
Okay.
What colour would you associate with Gryffindor House?
Chelsea! It's red.
Is the correct answer.
You were too quick. Okay, I
didn't
need to be quicker.
Time to finish. Okay.
I knew it. I just need to be quicker.
Trust yourself.
What did Harry call his owl?
Lucy
was there first.
Damn it, I wish I shout the answer. Hedwig.
Hedwig is the correct answer.
Oh, no.
It's one apiece. Okay.
Okay.
Next. Buzz in as soon as you can give me any character from Harry Potter, an impression thereof.
Chelsea! Okay.
We've got to guess who it is as well. This is the bonuses. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a wrong spell, but you got the vibe.
Okay.
I know who it is. It's who should not be named.
Exactly.
Oh, you can't. You put him on the radio.
Mm. I went bald.
Cursed us all now. Okay, well, that was very good. I'm going to give you half a point because I have no idea what was going
half
on there.
Half a point?
All right, I'll give you a whole point.
Shall I do an impression and see if you
prefer do an impression.
It?
See if, yeah, okay, let's see if you could lose your point here. Oh, this is really...
This isn't fair.
Okay.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Hagrid. Oh. I'm a what?
Okay. I'm going to give you both the point there.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay,
that
so it's two all.
That
two,
deserves a point.
Two
we
all,
both
I think.
Not.
Have I got that right? I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so this is the decider.
Tiebreaker, come on.
Okay. Which London train station did the Hogwarts... This is for the game!
King's Cross.
King's Cross, you're saying. I didn't even get to finish it. Does the Hogwarts Express... I mean, for an extra bonus point, what platform?
9 3/4.
Chelsea, I'm sorry.
Yes.
But Lucy, you are the winner of our quiz. Lucy.
You're a wizard,
Lucy. And Chelsea.
Expelliarmus.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Alexa, play KMFM. If Alexa did just speak to you, you might think, do you know what? She sounds a bit plummy. A bit posh.
A bit posh.
A bit raw.
I've never really thought about it.
Darling. People are like, I don't want my Alexa to be like, okay, the weather is 7.45 degrees. They want it to be a bit more local or feel a bit more relatable.
Right.
And I didn't realise that you could get an American and an Australian voice.
Can you?
Yeah.
I guess they would have in America
today's
and Australia.
It's going to be a ripper.
It's going to be a ripper. Yeah.
But what accent would you want Alexa to be?
Oh, I don't know. I quite like it posh, I'll be honest.
You like it posh?
Now I've thought about it, because usually posh people tell us what to do, don't they?
Oh, yeah,
hello,
that's true.
I'm in charge of this country. Do what I tell you, little urchin.
Hello.
I write the paper stories and tell you to be quiet and wind your neck in.
And carry on.
Hello, I'm on the news. I like to tell you how to behave yourselves. Do you know what I mean? We're always getting told, hello, I'm an expert on decorating. Today I'm going to show you... They're always...
That's so true.
Hello, welcome to the garden. Today I'm going to be plotting out some... for once, let's tell a posh person what to do.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet. With Gary and Chelsea.
Fun fact, Calvin Harris has written an absolute banger with none other than Lewis Capaldi.
Amazing.
Why has it not dropped yet?
I don't know.
Lewis Capaldi's lost it.
He's lost it.
No wonder he's grown a mustache.
Trying to go incognito. I know the pain because I wrote the link for what I was going to do here on a piece of paper and it's blown away.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Get ready to be exposed.
Okay, wow.
I know. It's going to reveal more than you think. Have you got a pen at the ready?
Right, I've got a pencil. Will that do?
That'll do. A writing
implement.
Utensil would be great.
Okay.
If you want to get involved, listeners, please do.
Yeah.
And I just want you to write your name on a piece of paper.
Right.
Don't like deep it. Just write your name. La 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 la.
Written it. First and second or just first?
Just your first. That's enough for me to see your handwriting.
Okay.
Now take a look at your handwriting.
I'm looking at it.
Does it lean to the right?
No.
Does it lean to the left?
No.
Is it quite central?
Yep.
Do you dot your I's and cross your T's?
It's hard when you've only made me write Gary.
Do you typically dot your I's and cross your T's?
Yeah. Otherwise it'd be a small L and a big L.
Some people don't. They just leave them out there like rogue. Like, guess the letter. Anyway, yours is quite central, right?
Right, yeah.
Doesn't move.
No. Does anyone's writing move?
No, but if it's like slanted one way, it looks like it's on a little journey, isn't
it? So okay, no.
If your handwriting leans to the right,
yeah,
you're typically more friendly.
Oh, God.
I'm a right-hand leaner. Oh. Convenient, that, isn't it?
Very good.
If you lean to the left,
yeah,
you're typically more cynical.
Oh.
So you've got like a pessimistic look out on life. And if you're central,
yes,
you tend to be a mediator. You don't necessarily have a firm standing. You like to keep the peace.
Yeah, that's me.
And if you don't cross your T's and dot your I's, well, you can't be trusted.
Yeah. And if you haven't got T's and I's in the thing, you just got asked to write down by Chelsea, then what does that mean?
Don't listen to Chelsea.
No, that's okay.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
We're getting in the spirit of the coronation. By the way, I loved what Princess Anne said in an interview about the royal family. Because, you know, there's talk about them slimming down, the royal families.
Yeah.
There's only a few of them that go out and unveil plaques and things. Princess Anne basically doesn't think it's a good idea, strangely. It's weird, isn't it?
No.
It's weird. She thinks no. Don't
slim
it down.
It's not a good idea to have less royals.
Isn't that weird? Isn't that weird for a princess?
Coming from a royal.
It's weird. Don't know why. Anyway, totally unbiased. Royal news this morning. Front page of some of the newspapers, if you've
front
been
page
past the news agents, and have seen this, that Prince Charles, this is only speculation, this is only
okay,
they're not saying it.
The rumor has it
is that he's on the front page of the paper playing a game of hide the sausage with Camilla. Yep. His sausage fingers, that is, of course. There's a picture of him and Camilla, and he's got his hand tucked in his jacket pocket. You know, like in a suit jacket.
Yeah.
Those pockets aren't ready for
the
putting your hands
ones
in. But he's got his hand in it, and they say it's because he wants to hide his big sausage fingers.
Oh, he's self-conscious about
them. We didn't realise about his sausage fingers till a couple of years ago, but he's always done that thing where he puts his hand in his pocket.
I thought that was just a royal thing. Like, that was the way he stood. Or, you know, when people are awkward in photos,
yeah,
and they have a little pose,
yeah,
they
thing
do.
Yes, I think that's his thing. I don't
sausage
think he
fingers
was playing hide the sausage.
This just makes me think of Shrek 2.
Everything makes you think of Shrek. Yeah.
This is technically the second film, and it's when the fairy godmother shouts at Shrek, and she's like, "Don't you point those dirty sausages at me!" When he points his ogre fingers at her, and he's like, "You're nasty."
Okay, just want to point out that I did not, Your Majesties, compare you to Shrek. That was Chelsea Little. Full address supplied.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea. This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
And don't forget to hit that follow button to stay up to date on our latest releases. Feast on more on our socials at KMFM Official. We're on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok with all the behind-the-scenes bloopers.
And we're on your radio every weekday morning from 6 till 10.
Listen via the KMFM app, which is free from your app store, or get friendly with your smart speaker. Alexa, play KMFM.